Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. I'll start the show with a song. Knew you. The song's being offered by Dwayne Hepner, founder of the new presentation, the wonderful worldwideeducators.com. And it's for each person to test for themselves by singing it for like 15 minutes before you go to sleep each night and 15 minutes when you wake up in the morning. See what life shows you. It's a connection to the real universes of sound and light and the real universal guides to get some real guidance and a real education. Here we are in what's called the psych realms, the physical, the astral, the causal, the mental, the etheric. Then there's a deep, dark border that separates the real universes from these psych realms. And without the real guides escorting a person through the deep, dark border into the real universes, it sounds like we don't get to go into the real universes where there's real love, not this, just this emotional stuff we have here on earth and think of as love, and where there's real freedom instead of this implied freedom we think we have here on earth. This opportunity is being presented to share some guidance to get the connection through the new you song. And there's new books available, The Adventurous Series by Dwayne the Great Writer. The physical books are available at lulu.com. And there's PDFs you can get through Kelsey Lynn Brown. You can look her up on Facebook or YouTube. This is a warning that when the opportunity comes to us, to not take it for granted, to check it out for ourselves, to remember why we came here into these psych realms, and it's to wake up from them with some real guidance and a real education. I'll read some of them. One of the new books by Dwayne the Great Writer. This is from The Adventures of Rebazar Tars. It's new book 4 of the Adventurous series. And I'll just open it up and we'll see what it says. You arrogant fool, I would gladly tell you nothing. Besides, Char and I will be in the real universes as soon as you do away with us, I said, hoping he would lighten up a bit. Guards, blast them both, yelled Callum, with both of his lizard arm fists pointed at me. Then Char grabbed me and put her face to mine and said, Dwayne, kiss me fast. Then I woke up with a jerking motion like the experience many people have when they are falling in their dreams. I was suddenly sweating and whining like a baby as I looked over the experience I just had. What was that? I said out loud as Char awoke and quickly sat up and held me. That was us with Callum, Dwayne. I was there with you and I saw everything. is using his hypno tricks to try and fool us into an agreement with him. You must always pay attention and be aware of his trickery. Fear is his greatest weapon. Just like all the systems of the earth are based upon fear and intimidation, he uses the fear to get you to agree. If fear will not work, then he does the seduction routine, the same way he used crony on Gerald. It's an old story, but unaware humans buy it all the time, thinking that it can never happen to them. I had to kiss you to get your attention from his influential grasp, she said as she hung on to me. I really like that part, Miss Shar. You are a good kisser. Whatever happened to all the fun dreams I used to have where I would go to the ocean and stare at the sun? I mumbled as I was trying to calm myself down. I used to have dreams like that too as a little girl, where I would fly all the time, but now I am always dealing with the dark forces because of my intent for my parents. This is how the Callum works on everyone. He gets a person to be concerned about something, and then a flood of misconception follows until the person is so absorbed in their illusions, then there never seems to be a way out. This is also how the space-time frames work. I have seen how the deceptors do their illusions to the agreement on others and box people in until they are definitely squares. There is no real power in the psychic worlds except for agreement. The power that people look to or want to have in their lives is a deception of the controlling gods. The end result will always be nothing. When you are standing outside of the space-time frames, it is like watching a movie. But when you decide they are a real occurrence, then the drama becomes real to you, and you are caught up in it. Callum has promoted all of the lunatech on Earth to all the planets and systems in the physical realm. Just a second. From his kingdom, because he can control all the levels from his own position with it. I observed how the deceptors implement and implant ideas into the mental and emotional bodies of so many willing people with their tap lines. On Earth today, it is even easier for them because of the internet and people's obsession with their cell phones. Once a person is really hooked to the ideas of the deceptors, then they are usually unable to unhook themselves. An obvious example would be with many of the big producers and movie stars that have tap lines all through them because they create bizarre dramas that the masses have become used to, and they live off of the reactions that others produce from their phenomena. The entertainment industry has flourished because most people love some form of phenomena and actually want to be controlled by it. And so there are big profits and big glamour in producing illusions to control others. You and the real guides have the right idea about things, Dwayne. You live in the dream worlds of the space gods on the earth. But you are aware of what is taking place, and you are providing a real benefit for others from the is. You have the hardest job to do because you always have to deal with people that are so convinced about their illusions of the gods they worship and the temporary physical life they seem to think is all there is. Those people really do love their drama and love to wallow with it until they are drowning in it. And even then, they will not give it up. For them, no matter what they decide, the Kalam God will usher them to some place in his kingdom after their earthly life is over, and then use them, and then use what he can from them and throw them back into the darkness of another unconscious lifetime on a space rock like Earth. Kalam loves to promote people into so-called high places. It can be to a political platform or some form of social status, to where people expand their egos to the idea of being above others and better than everyone else. Some people in the public eye really do have a heart for others, but are usually caught by the other sides of Kalam, to where they service people for their personal needs only. This idea can also keep a person tap-lined into the deceptors, because these people usually worship or pray to some form of decided god. Isn't it ironic how the corrupt politicians, the deceptive religious rulers, the mafia, and all forms of gangster types, along with noted social icons and stars, all go to their designated church and worship the same space gods? And when these people go back to their homes and their so-called normal lives, they simply continue on with their illusion making corruption, lies, and murders, like it is business as usual. Yet while they are out in public, they do put on a good show so that they have a continuous support from others. This is why the Lords of Karma have such a load to deal with, because there are trillions of unaware souls agreeing to all the marketing trickery that is taking place. All the years I have been in this mental realm and learned what I have from this side of the curtain most people will never see has become the greatest of lessons for me. The Kalam God has no idea what I know and how I can perceive. Because I have had to deal with Crony all these years, she has actually taught me the most. She is so profound with the influential way about her. She loves to talk about herself and how she subdues people into her net of suggestive whims. I have watched her totally wrap herself around Gerald until he became a puppy dog to her on a leash. I remember the class you had when you first had the Rod of Power and your friends were being shown by the real guides what Crony was doing to Gerald. Gerald was also being shown, but he chose not to look at himself because he wanted something that he really could never have, her and the membership. He thought by allowing her to assist him that his life would be happy ever after. Well, he still does not see what is taking place with her and how he has been fooled, because he has become obsessed with himself as the spiritual master. Duane, you have made a wise decision and a bold move into a new universe of possibilities by not accepting the old labels of the space gods. I have seen how the application of the idea of certain labels is connected to the dark forces. They have slyly taken over the connections from any higher sources and diverted them to serve the Kalam. Because of the willingness of those that are looking for agreement of any kind, most people follow the old God idea because they want to belong in their social order instead of investigating what is really taking place from the invisible side and all the influences that are occurring. You, on the other hand, are not looking for anything and actually want nothing, but you want to provide the most wonderful expression of information to help people see their own demise over the unconscious lifetimes they have spent on Earth. The real guides want you to bring this knowledge out while there is still time left, because I have seen the future of the Earth and future lifetimes will not be good. Even the Kalam cannot control the destruction that is taking place with the physical realm today because of the alien influence that exists. When the corrupt politicians of the past made agreements with the dark aliens to get their technology, they had no idea what the future would bring, but now they are living in it. Even the rulers of the Earth are concerned. But their black hearts are more important to them, and so they think they can protect themselves from the fate they have created. They are fools. They will return as half human and half alien, and will eventually become creatures like Crony, all scaly and distorted like Gollum in Lord of the Rings. If they pay attention to the new presentation you are creating, and they make their way to the point of getting the real connection, then a real change can occur for so many of the Earth people as they become more aware. But it will take real courage on the part of those that can perceive what you are presenting to actually do something real. The chaotic phenomena that exists today with the music and visual productions is mainly from the aliens. Because they live off of the emotions and the emotional instabilities of people that are unaware. They like to herd people with sounds that are mainly from the lower astral worlds of containment. The radical noise and disgusting words of the music that have become so popular among the young and naive are ones of the areas that are adding to the downfall of the human race. Did you ever see beautiful Indians involved in such nonsense, or young children that love the butterflies and birds? To enjoy something is one thing, but to make it into a culture to where people are mainly drugged by it, what is the benefit? From all that I have been through and seen, the only real value is having the real connection and getting to the seventh level of the sound light reality. Oh, and by the way, I like how you call me Miss. It's great, she said as she held me and kissed me again. Wow, Miss Shar, that was great. Can I quote you? You sound like me when I get going, I said, as I felt a lot better listening to her as she laughed with me. Let's go out and find something to eat, she said, as we got to our feet and stepped outside to a clear, sunny day as the sun were coming up. This place is so wonderful with the entire creativeness that has been done. I do love it here. But my heart longs to complete why I am here. So it is sometimes hard to enjoy, she said as she ate an apple. I hear what you are saying, young lady. My life on Earth has only one purpose, and that is to free as many unaware people as possible. I always have so many obstacles to surmount, even with those people I have taught and are having experiences. They seem to always wait for me to decide something instead of stepping forward and contributing and being resourceful. When Paul produced his presentation on the Earth, I immediately went overboard with it and went out into the public, but most of the people I have shared this gift with just continually ask me more questions instead of listening and learning and doing. I was rather shy in my younger days, but I still decided to do public presentations, even though it was very nerve-wracking for me. Eventually, I loved meeting the public because I was learning so much about myself and seeing so many succeed with what I was presenting them. The real guides would always give at least one experience in the beginning with those I was teaching. I would also experience people wanting more experiences and not fully realizing they had to step forward and do something and also be patient. The real guides are doers, and they do not wait for others to perform because they know how unreliable the human awareness is. Human history, which most people do not properly understand or evaluate in any real sense, has demonstrated what the human awareness is mainly interested in, nothing of lasting value. Instead of producing something beneficial, the average social creature would rather watch worthless TV shows like soap operas and competitive sports and drink alcohol to get their buzz. Human adults are usually demonstrating to their offspring what has no real value, and then they wonder why their children act as they do. Real survival is first, then maybe a little silliness, but it is all chaos and stress in an overly creative society, and people love it, I said as I watched Char with her loveliness move about. You are funny, Dwayne. When this is over, why don't you stay here with me and we will plan our future in the real universes? We will find a place to be all our own. I know so many places the Callum never looks, she said as she kissed me. To be honest, there is nothing more I would rather do, especially with you, Miss Char. But I want to finish what I was asked to do by the real guides, as a humble gift for them and all those that are waiting to learn about them. I so love the is that there is nothing I would not do for it. And so in my heart, I cannot put myself first. You and I will be together as long as I have a mental body in this realm, I said, looking at her beautiful face as she smiled at me. Ha ha, you are cute, surfer boy. What about Heather? You know she comes around here sometimes with you, she said as she giggled. Oh, her, well, we can hide from her and she will not find us. She likes the deception of the three lower levels, and so for the most part, she has very little time to be overly concerned because she is too busy with her Martha Stewart routine, along with all the other icons of TV and all the funny things they like to create, I said laughingly as I was thinking about her. Let's take a short walk and I will show you something you will like, she said as she took my hand and we walked through the trees. Char led me to another part of the mountain. As we came to a bit of a clearing, she pointed along the face of the mountainside. What I saw was really neat. There was a huge opening about 20 feet straight up and up the side where the bees and butterflies were coming and going. On this level, all the natural creatures live in harmony with each one another. You will never see bees and butterflies on the earth like together like this. They actually work together here to produce their own type of honey that is not found anywhere else. If a human were to eat what they make, it would cure them of anything that ails them, including all forms of cancer. It would even make them young again. These little creatures produce one of the many fountain of youths that are available. But you and I have the best one of all, the real connection, she said as she took my hand and kissed it. This is so fun and great. While Earth people are lost to their polluting machines and their microwave goodies, they will not listen to something that makes real sense, I said as I watched the beautiful bees and butterflies move about. We should return to our hiding place in case the Deceptors are patrolling around here, she said as I followed her back to the cave. When we returned, Char and I decided to do a new you session together and move beyond this world. We both sat down beside each other, and after about 10 minutes, we had moved our real awareness far above the terrain of the place our mental bodies were situated. Everything was a very soft stillness as I floated in clear sky. It took me a moment to consider what was taking place, and then I looked over and saw a ball of light beside me. I found it humorous at first and then realized it had to be Char. I sent her an impression. "Lovely Miss Char, is that you all lighted up?" I said. "Ha, ha, ha, of course it is me. This is great. I feel so free and wonderful. You look like a ball of light, Duane," she says. I could still hear her laughing. "This is our real awareness, the part with no bodies attached. Consider yourself as you always have, and your awareness will form itself," I said, as she immediately became the form of her body that was now all light. I did the same, and we held each other in our illuminated realness. As I held her, I could sense the great love this wonderful being is. We were both so responsive to each other. I had never even experienced this with Heather. "Oh, Duane, I can feel the awesome beauty of your sincerity for everything. I have never experienced such humility and sincerity before, not even imagined that it could exist. You are so connected to the all is. I can actually see it in your being. There are worlds upon worlds within you that are exposing themselves to me as I am with you. I have tried to imagine the real universes, but this is so much more than I could ever consider," she said. "I see the same in you, Char, and all the reality that you are. We are no longer confused and restricted by the emotional and mental baggage of the other bodies and their ties to the psych realms," I said. Can we go off and never come back to those awful places of personal identity? I am no longer concerned about the fate of others because I know they will make it out of the darkness someday. I feel so free and aware," she said. "You are just too beautiful, Miss Char. We are warriors of the is. And because we have the knowledge and awareness we do, we must continue on with what we have come here to do. We both have a great love for others, and in the true sense, our hearts will want to live the courage of providing what very few will. We can come here whenever we want to," I said. "Yes, you are right. I do want to continue the adventure with your personal self and a lot more," she said. "While we are here, let's do a little exploring. I know that this is your first time here, so let me show you around," I said. We continued upward into the sky until we came to the awesome level above the mental worlds. I took Char to the places I had been in this area with RT. After a while, we went upwards again to the top of the psych realms and the fairy-type wonderment of seemingly worlds with floating continents of huge cities made of precious gems. As we were floating through the wide openness, we saw a light in the distance that kept coming closer. Then there were two lights, and they took on the forms in front of us. It was RT and Gopal Das. "Hello, my friends," said RT with an impression. "Please follow us." RT and Gopal went upward as we followed until we came to the deep, dark border. Then they created a road of light into the real universes. We followed them as we flew above the lighted pathway until we came to the entrance of the seventh level. I could tell that Char became exceedingly ecstatic with the experience. "Oh my, who would believe such a place exists? I thought what we were experiencing was wonderful, but this place is beyond anything that can be considered. I can feel the great sincerity of everything and all the beings here. Light is so incredible compared to anything in the other worlds," she said as we moved further along into this real universe. I watched her as she moved about and absorbed all the light and sound that entered her being and more so illuminated her. Then I got a surprise. Shish appeared before me. Dwayne, my beloved, you have come to visit, she said as she embraced me. I was overjoyed to see her and said, it seems like centuries with all that I have been through, Shish, since I have seen you. I can tell this place suits you. And then we both laughed. You have brought a new friend with you. She is a lovely being that will be a great companion for you while you are trying to save the humans from themselves. I have a surprise for you, she said, and she did. As she did, several other beings began to appear. It took me a moment, but here they were. My parents, when I was an Indian in my previous life, and Sonia and her sister Rosa. I had almost forgotten them. They all came over to me as we embraced each other with a great joy. Dwayne, thank you so much for putting up with me during that lifetime. I am so grateful to you for having the courage to do what you did on Earth at that time. There are actually others that are here because of what you presented and shared with so many. I can see that you are finally ready to help others get out of the dark levels into this great lighted world, she said as she hugged me close. Hello, Dwayne, said Sonia. I have so missed you. What a wonderful journey you are providing for all those that are ready to come home. When you eventually return here for good, you are going to have a lot of heavenly wives to deal with, she said as everyone laughed and she hugged me. Then my parents came over and we just hugged. I could tell that they were very happy here and I knew I would be back someday. We must return to the mental worlds and continue with our adventure, said RT as we said our goodbyes, and Char and I followed RT and Gopal back down to the lower worlds. I soon woke up with a kind of jolt back into the mental body. I felt a little numb, but it soon went away. As I sat up, Char opened her eyes and immediately put her arms around me and kissed me. Then she became very romantic. After what seemed to be a while, we started to talk again. Did all that just really happen, Dwayne? It was so amazing. I can really see now why you risk your life for what you are doing with the real guides and have no real concern for yourself. Just being out of this body is so great that nothing can compare to the world of the seventh level. Nothing, she said with such sincerity. I know it has always been hard for me to leave that level and shift also. No matter how good a life you can manage in these lesser realms, it can never compare to the real universes. The seventh level is beyond belief, but actually as you go higher into the invisible and unseen universes, it even gets better. The ultimate true reality of the is definitely tops everything, I said as I was resting from my wonderful experience with Char. My life was now instantly changed, Dwayne. The incredible sincerity I experienced with you is something I want to hold on to forever. You are so adamantly sincere with your life and what you are doing. I am only now realizing all there is to you. It is hard for me to believe that others cannot see this in you. Especially Heather. She is giving herself to her family and her job to once again become unconscious of what she can have right in front of her. She keeps putting off the greatest gift she could even imagine for more lifetimes of struggle with the Callum worlds. Thank you so much for trusting me, she said as she kissed me several times and became romantic again. Eventually, we took a break and walked outside into the nighttime air. What a life, I thought. It is really not that bad. Even after all I have been through, I am still alive, you might say. It is all too amazing. I had to laugh as an impression suddenly came to me. Rebazar set all of this up so that we would meet, Shar. Of course he did. Isn't he sweet? It has been the destiny of the is that we are here, Doug, she said as she laughed and grabbed an apple from a tree. We walked around for a while and picked some fruit and then went back inside and slept for a while. I began to have strange experiences once more as I left my body. Shar was with me as we moved through strange and eerie areas of what would be part of this world from a subconscious arena. There were ghastly figures moving about and moaning about their life as though they were trapped and could not find their way around. We could see the entities here being tortured by brutal creatures. We ventured for the longest time over vast areas of decided bewilderment, then left and went back to our bodies. That's a little bit of the references that Dwayne the Great Writer is sharing in his new books that you can get. There's also opportunities to become involved in different projects that are in development, the total universal rainforests, and we'll see if all solar research vessels with the Nations United Universal University on board them to go around and clean up the oceans and provide clean water for those in need of it and teach people how to grow good food. So anyway, it's for everybody that's tempered enough by all the lives we've been through to get to this point now for this opportunity to become involved in the new presentation. So I guess for today, I'll end this show singing the new you.